Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The Minnesota Department of Health is monitoring a person who may have been exposed overseas to a rare strain of hantavirus tied to a cruise ship. Officials say the individual has no symptoms and is being checked daily and says the risk to the public remains very low. The Andes virus is the only hantavirus known to spread person to person, typically through close contact with someone who is sick. Health officials say they're working with the CDC and will continue monitoring the situation closely while providing updates if conditions change. Still no movement by House Republicans to bring the comprehensive gun violence prevention package to the House floor for a vote. It passed the Senate last week. Maggie Emery is Executive Director of Protect Minnesota.
We're here today to make sure that every Republican knows what they're deciding if they decide to vote no. They should understand the impact that they're having on their communities, on the children in their districts, on the doctors in their district, and on all of us.
House Democrats are demanding that Republican House Speaker Lisa Damith bring up the bill for a vote. There are only 5 days left of the session. Rural hospital leaders are making their final pitch to House lawmakers to pass the bill that protects what's known as Minnesota's 340B contract pharmacy law. Richard Ash is president and CEO of United Hospital District in Blue Earth.
If the legislature waits until more rural hospitals are gone and services are gone, it will not be a policy failure. It will be a moral failure. We need your help.
Some rural hospitals report they are right now staying open despite having negative cash flows in their budgets. No word if the House plans to advance the bill to the House floor. And May is Older Americans Month, and doctors say a simple scan can help prevent serious injuries later in life. U of M doctor Benjamin Rosenstein says a DEXA scan gives doctors a closer look at bone health.
Which is kind of a fancy x-ray, and it's a way for us to look at the density of bones and see if somebody's at a greater risk of a fracture. Specifically, we're looking for a risk of hip fractures and spine fractures.
The rate of osteoporosis increases substantially with age, with more than 70% of women over the age of 80 and more than 25% of men over age 80 having osteoporosis. In other headlines, the Minnesota Department of Ag is urging extra caution on the roads this spring as farm work ramps up. Officials say about one-third of ag spill reports happen during transport, including fertilizer, milk, and livestock. The state is reminding drivers to secure loads, slow down, inspect equipment, and prepare for spills to reduce risks to people and the environment. St. Cloud is serving as the launch site for Minnesota's new Choose Minnesota initiative aimed at supporting small businesses across the state. Deed Commissioner Matt Verlech.
Here in Minnesota, given that we have had a unique set of challenges on top of all the national ones, that's where we're trying to take the shop local stand together thing that was really focused in the wintertime and remind everybody it's an ongoing need to do the shop local.
And Minnesota teachers have new opportunities this summer to connect students with agriculture. Minnesota Agriculture in the Classroom is hosting a 2-day Growing Minds Conference at St. Paul in late July. There's also a 1-day teacher tour in Little Falls on July 15th. Both programs offer hands-on experiences to help educators bring food systems and farming into their classrooms. This is MNN.